Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Do folks, and a great big noonday greeting from the Sons of the Pioneers out here on the Lucky You Ranch to all of you listening in along the Lucky You line. The boys have been practicing up on a few tunes, and we hope they'll kind of set your day off right. We're going to get things rolling with one that I'm sure you're familiar with, entitled Skip to Me Lou.
Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Gone again, skip to Maloo. Gone again, skip to Maloo. Gone again, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
One old boot and a button shoe, one old boot and a button shoe, one old boot and a button shoe, skip to Maloo, my darling.
Gone again, skip to Maloo, gone again, skip to Maloo, gone again, skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, my darling.
Another gal prettier than you. I got another gal prettier than you. I got another gal prettier than you. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Gone again, skip to Maloo. Gone again, skip to Maloo. Gone again, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Oh, thank you very much. I wanted to tell you folks, if you drop in and see us here at the Lucky You, well, you'll notice a gun or two laying around here and there. But don't think it's a range war or anything like that. It's just that there's been a mountain lion stalking the cattle the last few nights, and, you know, those big old cats can become pretty troublesome if you don't...
Say, Lloyd.
Yeah, Ken?
I heard you talking about that cat, and I wanted to tell you I picked up some more tracks this morning.
You did?
Yeah. Down right by the river near the ford down there, the... From the size of those tracks, I think he's a big son of a gun, too.
By the ford, huh? Say, he must be getting pretty hungry to come in that close. We better start riding night herd.
Good idea.
Hey, Shug! Shug Fisher!
Did you call me, Lloyd?
Yeah, say, Shug, you've been complaining lately about being tired.
I have. I've been...
Well, how would you like to knock off this afternoon and take a nice long snooze?
Hey, that's mighty nice of you, Lloyd. Do you mean if... Are you sure the boys won't... they like... Why, me?
Well, it's actually because you're such a fine rifle shot.
Rifle shot?
Uh-huh.
You set him in my mouth full, bud. You're talking to Fast Fire Fisher. I'ma tell you, why at 100 paces I can knock the spots off of a horned toad without blowing his horn.
I'm sure glad that we picked the right man.
Yes, sir, you sure did, boy. Hey, slow down there just a fast cat-haired minute, will you? What do you mean you picked the right boy?
Lloyd means to ride herd tonight, Chug.
Ride herd?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yep.
What for?
Well, Shug, I want you to bag that mountain lion before he gets to any of our cattle.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Yeah.
Mountain lion?
Yeah.
You want me to be out there at night with nothing but between me and a mountain lion but a herd of cattle?
Now, you aren't afraid, are you, Shug?
Now, listen here, Kenneth. I ain't afraid of man or beast. Well, some beasts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What kind of beast?
Well, jackrabbit. And I've seen some fierce ones, too.
Well, Chuck, after the folks leave, you better go on over to the bunkhouse and take a nap.
Take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
I may lay down for a while, but I won't be taking any naps. I'll tell you, mountain lion, grizzly bear, jackrabbit.
You know, I bet that Shug will spend the whole afternoon cleaning that rifle here.
Yeah, he probably will. From those tracks, that lion's a big one.
Say, Ken.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Before I read the Gold Deed letter and we award an acre of land out here on the Lucky U, how about you and Hugh Ford doing the wondrous work?
Anytime you say.
Well, then now's the time. Kind of like those old spirituals, too. It sort of gives you a feeling of getting right down to good old Mother Earth.
You said a whole mouthful then, Lloyd, because I get that same feeling every day when we give away a share of our Lucky You Ranch to some deserving person. And while I think of it, friends, any of you listening in along the Lucky You line who know of some deserving person, write and tell us about it. Just address your letters to Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood. We'll not only read everyone, but we'll also select one each weekday and send along to that good deed doer a real legal deed to an acre of our Lucky You land. Do you have today's letter there, Lyle?
I sure do, Ken. And here's what it says. The letter says, "Dear Sir, I thought you might be interested in this man's good deed." The writer enclosed a newspaper clipping which says in part, "A prize ring adage that it takes a big heart to make a great fighter was certainly evidenced here yesterday. For gentleman Ham Jenkins, it means a new pair of eyes to replace those he lost with the death of his seeing-eye dog. Ham and his dog were a familiar sight to Denverites as they trod the streets together selling greeting cards, proceeds from which helped feed the Jenkins family. But Ham's seeing-eye dog died Saturday. George Manley, whose claim to boxing greatness is readily admitted by Denver fight fans, read of his old sparring partner's plight, and he jumped at the chance to help. George Manley paid Mr. Jenkins' costs for a new C&I dog, and the trip back to New Jersey to get it. Yes, it takes a big heart to make a great fighter. I think that such great thoughtfulness and generosity deserves your Gold Deed Award. The letter is signed, respectfully, Merle Nelson, 224 Broadway, Denver, Colorado."
Well, we certainly agree that George Manley is a deserving person, and to him goes today's gold deed for an acre of Lucky You land for his good deed.
And to the gentleman Ham Jenkins and his new four-footed friend who are on their journey back from New Jersey together, here's a song salute.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my fare, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home.
Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back.
Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home.
Ah, that was mighty nice singing, Lloyd.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hello, Carl.
What's the funny, Lloyd?
Oh, I just thinking of old Shug.
Shug?
Yeah, you know what? I'll bet he's in the bunkhouse stalking the bedpost right now, pretending it's that mountain lion.
Could be, Lloyd, but I don't think so. I saw him over by the cook shack a few minutes ago.
The cook shack?
Oh, no.
Oh, not that. Do you mean that he's doing the cooking again today?
I'm afraid so, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, get it!
I don't think I'm hungry.
I don't believe I am either, Lloyd.
Well,
maybe we'd ought to go over and see what he's got.
All right. Shug, now, what's for dinner today, huh?
You real hungry?
Well, Lloyd's hungry.
Yeah, sure.
I've been thinking about it a little
bit.
Yeah,
well, I tell you what I got. I've cooked up nice and brown a great big old skillet. I got a pan full of nice brown, round, fluffy biscuits.
Biscuits?
Yep.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Why, I've cooked biscuits all of my life.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
I've cooked for the devil and the devil's wife.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
I've cooked for old Paul Bunyan's crew. When I run short of flour, I just use glue. But they're all dead now, so I'll cook them for you.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Now I can make biscuits of every kind.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Make them out of any old thing I find.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Biscuit pudding and biscuit too. Great big biscuits and little ones too. And biscuits you can't even chew.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
biscuits for breakfast, and biscuits for dinner, and biscuits for supper too. And a biscuit dream most every night. Oh, we got the biscuit blue.
When I go to the oven to see if they're done,
oh, we got the biscuit blue.
I open up the door and I pull my gun.
Oh, we got the biscuits blue.
Then I fan three shots with a crack, 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 and the biscuits smile and the slugs bounce back. They're done to a turn. What a tasty snack.
Oh, we got the biscuits blue.
Now, how about a nice big juicy steak?
Oh.
With mushroom gravy and a devil's food cake.
Oh.
All the trimming.
Yeah.
Just food galore.
Oh, now you're talking our language.
A glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
Maybe three or four.
Oh, that's jolly, man.
Well, you're going to get biscuits. Hey. Now, don't get sore.
No, get it. Get it out.
Biscuits, that's all I hear about.
Maybe Shug got even with us after all. If I'd have known about those biscuits, I'd have taken that night riding chore myself.
You're not just kidding, Lloyd. Say, did you see that fellow who was here here from the network office?
No, where is he?
Well, he had to go back to town, but he said a lot of our new friends along the Lucky You line had written in asking if we could do that song, which has been picked as one of the best of the new Western tunes.
You wouldn't mean Cold, Cold Heart.
That's the very one I mean. So I told him you were the man who sang it, and I'd ask you to do it.
Are you asking me?
I am.
Well, I'm a-fixin'.
Do it.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream.
Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme.
A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart.
Why can't I free your doubt? Melt your cold, cold heart.
Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. That make the teardrops start.
Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Time when I believed that you belong to me, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart.
Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Thank you, Lucky Lou. You listeners, you for the request. Lucky Lou. I keep wanting to plug Lou Fulton, I guess. Thank you, Lucky, you listeners, for the request. And hey, here comes Betty and Tommy. Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Ken. Well, for heaven's sake, I didn't even see you standing there.
Uh-huh. That's what a figure. How are things down at District School Number 3?
Oh, just fine, Ken. I was just telling Tommy about the cute thing little Jimmy Brooks said today. He'll tell you all about it, won't you, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very interesting. Say, Betty, are you and I going to sing that duet we were talking about?
Well, I don't know, Ken. You know how Tommy is. But I'll ask him. Tommy, would you mind very much if Ken and I sang a little duet together?
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. But are you sure you won't mind?
Mm-mm.
Tommy, you're so understanding.
You're sure it'll be all right now, Betty?
Uh-huh.
Now, he's got her saying it. If somebody don't do something around here besides he, I'm going to sing again myself.
Never mind, Shug. We'll sing.
A rosy complexion and a going insane feeling when I'm with you. And then my grasshopper heart starts to jumping again. The same sort of feeling gets my butterfly brain reeling when I'm with you.
From the tip-top tassel of your pretty head to the tip of your tickling toes are the love and charm that my empty arms could cuddle till the cows come home.
So I guess I'm a slave and forever will be. I might be without you, but that never be free. Feeling will still remain.
From the tip-top tassel of your pretty little head to the tip of your tickling toes are the loving charms that my empty arms could cuddle till the cows come home.
So I guess I'm a slave and forever will be. I might be without you, but that never be free. Feeling will still remain. Flippity, floppity, hippity, hoppity, grasshopper heart, and my
flutter, butterfly brain. Oh, that is fine, Ken and Betty. You know, we asked the folks to send along to us here on the Lucky You any inspirational thought or prayer that has helped make life's trail an easier one to follow. When these letters come in, Hugh Farr goes over them all very carefully and picks out one to read. Do you have one for today, Hugh?
Yes, I do, Lloyd. And it contains a thought that I think all of us can sort of take to heart. It's from a ranger in Northern California, and it says... I heard you talking about rough spots. And boy, I've had my share. I'm a ranger, and my work has taken me from 130 degrees in the desert to 40 below in the mountains. You know, I never had a chance to go to church where candles burn and people sing. My church is one I build with my eyes when I look around me. A church, I guess, is a no special religion, because one day it may be a snow-capped mountain peak or a dead, twisted tree standing out against the desert moon. But each day I pick my Mother Nature-made church and kneel down and I say the Lord's Prayer. No use for me to try to get flowery and say more, cause I don't know how. But that's the thing that helped me over plenty of rough spots. And the letter was signed Just a Friend.
Well, believe me, Hugh, that ranger is a friend. Mother Nature is always an inspiration. From the city dweller to the cowpoke that rides a lonely mountain trail. So to you, Mr. Friend, whoever you are, we'd like to dedicate a song. It's a song featuring Tommy Doss.
Water, 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 water.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water. All Dan and I with throats burnt dry and all that cry for water,
water,
cool,
water,
clear,
water,
water,
water, water.
And then don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil and a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's
water.
Waiting there for me and
you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
I guess we'd better bring today's visit to a halt. You know, that Tommy Doss may not say much, but he sure sings a fine song. The boys were kidding Shug about riding herd tonight, but I hope he doesn't run into that mountain lion. They can play plenty rough. Well, anyway, we'll know about it tomorrow, because we'll all be back on the Lucky You line along about the same time, same station. So until then, this is George Putnam saying goodbye, lucky you. American Soul and ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.